Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, it's they're keeping us busy.
Can you just talk about the NHL deciding to cancel games through November 30th?
No, it's... Look, nothing they've done over the past several weeks is very much of a surprise. One thing sort of follows another. It looks like more or less what's been done in the other disputes in the other sports. It's a shame, I think. And hopefully we'll finally get down to serious negotiations one of these days, but we're not there yet.
What's it going to take to get to those serious negotiations?
Somebody has to be willing to talk about things seriously. And so far, you know, the league's position is essentially we got billions of dollars from the players last time, and we've had nothing but record revenues ever since, so let's still try and get another billion or two. And that's hard. I mean, it's really hard to do. I mean, I just ask all of you, what is the articulated reason that the concessions are being asked for? Except, well, this is what happened in basketball. Okay, so... Or the other one is, we want an opportunity for everybody to make a fair profit. What's a fair profit? Who's not making it? And if that's the issue, why is the proposal to lower salaries on Toronto at the same time you do it on Phoenix?
I'm assuming you talked to these guys here in this game. And what's your message?
Which guys?
The players that are here. I mean, have you...
There was a lunch meeting with maybe two-thirds of them today, yes.
What's the message to you guys? What's your frustration starting to say?
Well, first of all, I never talk about internal communications with players. Never have. And so I'm not going to do it now. They can. It's up to them, but I work for them, not the other way around. Second thing is, what I did was to update them on what happened in the negotiations, what it was like to be in the meetings, what we expected to happen next. There were a couple of players there who had been in the meetings. They added their own perspective and their own observations. And then we discussed what's going to happen going forward. And the only thing I'll say about the conversation is that I repeatedly get asked, what is there in the NHL's offer which moves in our direction? And my problem is all I can do is shrug my shoulders because I don't know what it is.
So it's your belief that, or your understanding that they don't even want you to come to the table or ask for a meeting unless you work off of that?
That was what it has been the last 10 days. Maybe it'll change. So you know, we've offered to meet repeatedly without preconditions. Happy to talk about their proposals, but, you know, that's not the only thing.
So you don't anticipate making your own offer and going back to them anytime soon?
The last three were made by us. But that doesn't mean that if we have another brilliant idea, we're going to keep quiet. We won't. Nobody stands on ceremony on our side of the table.
Could this turn into another 2004-05 where you missed the whole season?
Oh, I hope that's premature discussion, and we certainly hope it isn't true. And as a personal matter, I don't see any reason for it. But, you know, I didn't see a reason to begin to talk about a lockout last January. And I didn't see a reason to make a proposal for off the bat for another 24% in salary reductions or any of the rest of it. But, you know, I didn't see a reason for the NFL to lock out its officials either.
Do you get a sense that from players that they feel it's maybe going to come down to being on them to maybe save any part of this season?
I don't discuss that. From the player's standpoint, two things. One, if you want to know what players think, you need to ask players. They speak for themselves, etc. Secondly, what players want is a fair deal, an equitable deal, one that they can believe is even-handed and can set the stage for the future, so we don't have to go through this every few years. It's enough already.
If the Winter Classic is canceled next week, there's an exhibition maybe later in the week that comes down. That's a big revenue generator. How does that change things moving forward?
Reinforces the notion that the NHL isn't interested in playing. I hope they don't do it.
What do you think the fans are? What do you think they're thinking about this? How do you think they're... What do you think they're
I'm thinking? Sure that the fans look at it on two different levels. At the initial level, they're frustrated. You know, they want to watch. They want to go. They want to root. They identify with the players. And that's something that everybody wants to continue. On a secondary level, depending on the level of I just use level 20. point on a secondary basis, depending on the level of interest that an individual fan has and the level of knowledge. They may have an opinion on the specifics of the dispute. I think there's a general understanding out there that this is about the NHL owners insisting on concessionary bargaining. But beyond that, I think it's a fan-by-fan basis and a market-by-market basis. But clearly they're going to be frustrated. Clearly they're going to be upset. And I just hope we can get it done so that that frustration ends as soon as possible.
All the players I talked to today said it seems like the NHL is just working on its own timeline, that it's not really organic. Is that your feeling, that they're just going through exactly the plan that they have set?
Well, I hope that's not the case, but that's consistent with what they've done. No, and if you look at the NBA negotiations and when the NBA owners made moves and how they initially asked for much more massive concessions than the eventual deal was and so on, it's pretty easy to construct that argument. But I don't speak for them, and I'll ask Gary then.
A few players said earlier that these games can come back. The NHL cancels through November 30th, that you can get those games back if a deal is worked out. Do you see it the same way, that it's kind of artificial cancellation, kind of like there's an artificial deadline?
Well, first of all the deadlines that have been imposed have been NHL imposed. As we said at the beginning, we never saw a reason for a lockout to start with. You keep negotiating, and a lockout ought to be treated the way the players treat a strike, which is an absolute last resort, not a bargaining tactic of first resort, which is what it was here, and what it was in basketball, and what it was in football, and what it was with the football officials. And so that's the first thing. Secondly, all I can tell you is that when a deal is reached, we hope that both sides make the maximum effort to put back together the largest number of games that are physically possible to do, consistent with the logistics of that and player safety.
82 games out, do you believe?
I don't know. I would like to believe not, but we have a contract to negotiate first. That's the second question, not the first one.
Will you or someone else talk to them tomorrow?
We talk to them regularly. There's regular ongoing communication. There was today.
Nothing formal scheduled?
Not yet, no.
When you sit down with Gary or when the side sit down, is it more contentious than it was before? Is it just all business?
It depends on the day. I mean, you know, they're professional negotiators, so are we. Depends on the day. Sometimes you get heated moments in which, you know, voices are raised and all the rest of it. Other times you don't. But you can have very civil, formally polite negotiations, which, you know, nevertheless don't go anywhere. So we have to see.
Thank you, Dan.